Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Something very insidious is happening right now in the United States. It's scary, it's dangerous, and it's happening right under our noses. Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution clearly spells out the procedures for amending the Constitution. Amendments can either be proposed by Congress or by two-thirds of the state legislatures, but nowhere does it mention the courts, not even the U.S. Supreme Court. And yet, as each year passes, we find ourselves losing constitutional rights at a faster and faster rate as a result of court decisions. In a recent speech, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia said that the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is, for all intent and purposes, dead. That's the amendment that says that all powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Sounds like a good idea. It limits the size and scope of the federal government. But according to Justice Scalia, it's been rendered null and void by decisions of the court. In 1972, Congress submitted the Equal Rights Amendment to the states for ratification. That effort failed, and in 1982, the amendment died. Regardless of where you stand on the issue, the point is that the amendment was considered and rejected by the states, and the Constitution remained unamended. 2 decades later, when Hillary Clinton first ran for president, she was asked if she would reintroduce the Equal Rights Amendment. Her response was insightful. She said there was no need to, because the courts had already implemented almost everything in the amendment. In effect, the courts had amended the U.S. Constitution without Congress or the states. Roe v. Wade, the decision legalizing abortion, was predicated on a non-existent right to privacy supposedly found in the Constitution. Not only does the court remove things from the Constitution, it also adds things. Now, fast forward to 2015 and the Obergefell decision legalizing same-sex marriage. Despite the fact that 36 states amended their state constitutions to ban same-sex marriage, ironically enough states to ratify a marriage amendment to the federal constitution, the Supreme Court overruled the will of the people and by doing so, in practice, nullified the religious freedom protections found in the First Amendment. As a result, a Colorado appeals court cited the Obergefell decision this week when it ruled against a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding. Not only did they rule against him, they upheld a Human Rights Commission ruling that ordered that the baker, Jack Phillips, and his entire staff attend re-education training where they will undoubtedly be told that their religious beliefs are subservient to those of the U.S. government. Besides the obvious dismissal of the First Amendment, students of history will cringe at the mere thought of a U.S. citizen being sent for re-education to conform their beliefs to those of the government. Things like that are only supposed to happen under communist governments. As I said, it's scary, it's dangerous, and it's happening right under our noses. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.